Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
But do you feel like with time, we've increasingly like taken more responsibility than we used to? When I say used to, maybe like our mom's generation of like our friends' feelings?
1,000%. I think we're way more considerate. This is the woke era of like love, empathy, feelings, like, project.
We're not therapists and doctors. So like, why are we creating like care packages for our friends?
The responsibility on women at the moment to be a good friend, it's not like anything we've ever seen before.
It's true.
Like, We are therapists.
Yeah, we are
all unqualified therapists.
Therapists,
yeah.
Party organizers.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Bridesmaids.
It's so like, true.
It's so much.
The work on, load on women to be friends at this point.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. How do you feel about Beyoncé's new album?
Love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do love it.
From beginning to end?
Yeah, actually, yesterday I went on the Wikipedia page for it.
Oh, there's a, of course there's a wiki.
Yeah, there's a wiki. And I just feel like, wow. So I feel like I have really a short attention span. Where I was like, oh, but if I'm interested in something, I will actually read the whole thing. Because who the fuck reads wiki pages? Not me.
I do.
But you're interested about it.
A lot. Yeah.
But if I'm like, you know when, I don't know, you have to do your research for something and it's like, oh yeah, Wikipedia. I'm like, ooh, it's nasty. But no, I think it's a fantastic, I think I said this before, but I feel like I really appreciate her as an artist. And when I think, because there's two sides to the coin. There's one, like, if it wasn't Beyoncé, would you listen to this?
Yeah.
And then the other side is like, what other artists can do this?
Yes, that's
no
true.
One. Like,
that's true.
What artist? Imagine, like, I don't actually want to say a name, but an artist brought out an album and has bare different genres on it. Would be like, what is this?
This mess is mad. Yeah,
but she's done it and she smashed it.
Yeah. I think she set a tone. Well, yeah, I don't know. I like the album. I don't like the album. I like some songs on the album, and I think that she set a very good tone with Renaissance, and that's why I'm disappointed, because I just feel like this album doesn't follow. It's no Renaissance. It never could be. But then,
well, I can imagine her using this as a snip on her next album, like the haters.
It's no Renaissance. It never could be.
Bow down, bitches.
I'm not a hater, auntie. Please don't use me. And if you're gonna pay, do
you
use me.
Can you imagine that? Imagine she used you, but it was just a snippet of, because you actually love Beyoncé.
Yeah.
But imagine she just got with the wrong thing.
Her. I mean, she would pay, so I don't mind.
I'd be hot. Do you know, I remember I had a dream that I was wearing a really short skirt and Jay-Z was calling me a skirt.
Oh my God.
I couldn't listen to him for
what
ages.
What the hell?
Yeah, I was really upset because I was like,
how dare you?
I'm a fan of, should I go there?
What?
I suspect that some shit's going to come out about Jay-Z soon.
Oh, after the Diddy Gate.
Yeah, I feel like it's all coming out one by one. And if we're really honest with ourselves, is Jay-Z clean? Probably not.
I don't want to be naive, but I feel like he's just he's a regular criminal. Like, he's all drugs. He probably
maybe
killed someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll have anything like truly scandalous come out.
You don't think?
Like what?
Well, I think he had relations with Aaliyah.
Oh, they...
And when someone has close proximity to just... I don't know.
But would that... What's the age gap between them? Do you know?
A lot. I think... I don't think they were the same.
Yeah, because she passed in the noughties, which is like 20 years ago, and he is now 40-something?
50. He's in 50s.
50-something. So he would have been like 30. Yeah, he was like 31 when we met Beyoncé, so... Yeah, there's an age gap there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, there's not much that will surprise me in life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who you could tell me something scandalous.
Yeah.
I'd be like... No way. Yeah. Like, you could tell me a pastor yeah. did a madness and yeah. I don't believe you. So.
Do you know one thing I was also thinking as well? I think a lot about Beyonce, Jay-Z.
I mean, we were literally just talking about yeah, that in the last episode as well.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
I was thinking that. Oh, yeah. I nearly lost my thought there because I'm getting a phone call. I was thinking that.
God, you had his time.
That she had ambulance. Yeah.
Oh. Whoops.
It's actually an ambulance.
Oh, pick up.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I've done my job.
Yeah.
Basically, guys, I saw someone unconscious outside of a shop. But I had to come to record it. But I did call an ambulance and then the shop knows.
Yeah.
So maybe they're gonna
find her.
No, I think they were basically the ambulance was delayed. So they text me saying that they've got high volumes of emergencies to attend to.
Right.
But I think now they're calling me. Oh, then I think it was not. Anyway, so yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you remember when Jay-Z was like cheating on Beyonce basically?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember he was going for the era of like wearing, oh, I think I'm challenging shit, you know? I'm about to say something. It's like, it's just a theory and I'm just like challenging shit, but anyway, we'll go for it. Sorry. Go I'm on. Getting on my own nerves.
No, it's fine.
Be patient with me. I had a thought that of course he was cheating during that period because do you remember the way he used to dress? Like thick chains.
Yes.
He was kind of dressed in like
big bag of jeans. Wasn't that the swag?
No, but it was like he's so old. He shouldn't be dressing like this. You know Jay-Z now wears like suits, wears nice, he's changed his style, like he has dreads or whatever.
Mm.
But like not too long ago, he was wearing like big chains, cat back. And it was like, you were in your 40s.
Oh,
or like,
yeah.
It was like, you're no father.
Dressed like a lab, yeah.
Yeah. But I shouldn't really be saying that about people.
But I don't really get what that's got to do with cheating.
I'm like, oh, of course
you're trying to attract.
Not attract, but it was like, you didn't grow up.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
It's like, whose dad is dressing like that?
I guess when you have money, you can be yeah. anything, can't
that's
you?
That's why I'm kind of backtracking what I'm saying because I'm like, well, he's a celebrity, so
yeah, nothing really counts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do get what you mean.
Yeah, I feel like he switched childish. Up his image majorly.
He really did.
Since he's kind of like on the straight and narrow.
You know my daydream that I mentioned earlier about them, or last week,
yeah,
about the two of them? It was also that, it's gone. Fuck's sake.
Because we got power through.
Fuck's sake. It's gone. What's that to do with Jay-Z? That was it. Mm. It was that Jay-Z is Beyonce's husband. Beyonce is not Jay-Z's wife.
Why'd you say that?
As in, they are married, obviously.
Yeah.
But you know how, like, as far as celebrity couples go,
mm-hmm.
usually it's like, oh, she's Thing's wife. Like, that's her
yeah.
title. Jay-Z's Beyonce's husband.
Yeah.
Like, she actually did a thing there. She's not Jay-Z's wife.
It's
Beyonce
true.
Beyonce is her husband.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, Beyonce is her husband.
Yeah, Jay-Z
is her husband. Like, it's way more likely to be like, Jay-Z, as in Beyonce's husband, than Beyonce,
it's
as
true.
In Jay-Z's wife.
It's true. I guess they're kind of like the Beckhams in that sense. Of like, they can't, you know, I know it sounds silly, but they can't really ever split up. Because they're like a... not a royal family, but the status, they're kind yeah. of
but
not dependent on each other.
I don't
other.
Think so, you know.
You don't think?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think
I
that
think
he needs her
other.
More than she needs him.
You think?
I think.
Billionaire.
You know what I find so interesting, yeah? Mm. It's like, the music that they make together is generally quite shit.
Mm.
Like, they're not the power couple you think they should be.
Yeah.
No one actually likes them together because no one likes Jay-Z.
Mm.
Like, they could really split up. I don't think they're interdependent.
You think?
I think they could break up.
I wonder
up.
If Beyonce's ever done her thing. I was thinking though, I feel like, I said this the other day to a friend, it would be in retaliation to Jay-Z doing bits.
Mm. She's only had sex with Jay-Z apparently. Which according is really crazy. I think whoever she slept with would have come out and said, fuck her.
She's had threesomes for sure.
Oh, stands. Yeah, under an NDA. With Jay-Z, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, under an NDA, maybe.
Wow. Would you have
oh,
a threesome
fuck's sake,
under an NDA?
Oh, with Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you need to live a little. No Beyonce.
None of this sounds appealing to me.
a threesome of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
It doesn't sound good. I feel like I'd have the most terrifying time.
You would.
I'd be terrified the whole time.
Why?
Because it's Beyonce and Jay-Z. How can
we're
I
all equal when they're kids.
I feel like I'd just lay there and probably hold my stomach. I would never know what to do.
You know, I'll walk in, I'll be like, let me sit this ass.
She'll be like, oh, she funny. Yeah. She funny.
Does she not even... she thought she loved me good. I told her go harder. Because I got the water.
Oh.
She's had threesomes, man.
Do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm not so sure. I think she's quite vanilla.
It's a very boring marriage. Not saying you have to have a threesome.
I think that's... Sorry. I'm going to beg to differ on behalf of a lot of people. She's not had a threesome. Yeah. What a boring marriage. What a godly
marriage. How many years?
Marriage. Do you actually think that?
What?
It's like it's boring if you don't have threesomes in a marriage.
A little bit, yeah.
I didn't even know that you were so pro-threesomes.
I'm not pro-threesomes. God. Do you know what? I guess I'm not married, haven't been in a relationship for a very long time. So I don't know how those things function, but I can't imagine being married for 25 years and I'm fucking the same person.
I mean, we over also acknowledge here is that you're not necessarily pro marriage. You're someone who wants to get married and divorced.
No. I do. But I just feel like variety is important. But I will marry you. I'll stay married. But it's so weird because I'm actually not like I'm not super sexually freaky and stuff, whatever. But I just, for me personally, I can't imagine having sex with the same person for 25 years.
Yeah. I struggle to grasp it too.
Oh, there you go.
But that doesn't mean that I'm like, definitely going to have to. I'm more like, how do we keep it spicy? Like, we have to do...
with extra people.
Not with extra people. I have no interest in a threesome, you know?
Really?
No. Nothing, none at all. I feel like, as my husband, learn to be someone else for the night. Like, I don't need... I don't need another random human being in the room. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's role play and you can literally be Mr. Jones. We can do a madness
tonight, Matthew,
that way.
Literally,
like, wear a wig if you want.
If you could have sex with like any movie characters or whatever, like who would you want your partner to like embody? Batman?
I mean,
tonight I'm Batman, baby.
Batman.
Who would you want to have sex with?
I would not want to have sex with Batman.
Postman Pat.
That's really fucked up.
Really?
Something about that is very fucked up. Postman. Do you remember what he looked like? Imagine a fucking postman.
But he was an adult, right?
Yeah.
It was a child.
He was an adult. 100%. It's only perverse because it's like, it's for children.
Yeah. Tell you what, back. You know, just my theory was like, you know, like a postman, like, you know, everyone fucks the postman.
What backwards generation?
I know.
Where it's like, oh, the handyman. And he's wearing nothing but a fucking belt with a hammer on it. What? Who was falling for that? Who was watching that porn and going, oh, yeah.
But I feel like a lot of women do it.
100%.
Yeah. I actually heard of a story. This is actually not the first time, but like, I don't usually do this, but I think it will be fine. Someone told me. I don't share people's business, but it's actually someone. So I feel like I don't think we'll ever get back to me, and I don't think person ever listen. But they were doing door to door work, like charity. You know, when you ask people to like fund sponsor whatever, and he knocked at a door, and then this woman really took to him, and I don't think at that literal point, but she invited him to have a threesome with her and her husband.
Oh, this happens all the time. And that's really believable.
What?
And that's how they what?
That's how they end up. That's how they met each other. What? Doing door-to-door charity work. No. She had a husband. Yeah, she had a husband.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Really? I'm naive.
Like at parties and stuff, like, I feel like even I've been approached.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, when I say stuff like that, I don't mean like, people knock on people's doors and get approached.
Yeah, that's what we meant.
No. I just mean like, couples really meet someone for the first time and will be like, hey, do you want to fuck us?
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, even though I'm like, threesomes, duh. Like, I don't currently have the balls to do it. Like, but I'm just thinking, surely.
Yeah.
25 years. But yeah, who would you fuck?
My marriage. I don't have celebrity crushes. But old me would have said Morris Chestnut. But now he's an old man.
No, but he's too much in like human form. Like, it has to be.
You want like a postman
pattern? Like, I'm sure. Like
an anime character.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I used to love Who Rang.
Who Rang?
Do you ever play Tekken?
No.
Jin and Durant. They were sexy.
Because what I'm saying, you can't tell your babes that, oh, babes, Keith Allen, like Morris Chestnut.
So, babes, can you put on a wig and a postman pat outfit?
I'm sure he'd be more willing to do it. Like, you asking him to be like a character, I mean, like a human.
I can't dress him to dress up like a cartoon.
It's offensive.
Yeah, but cartoon a cartoon is like, you're a creep. Imagine like Homer Simpson for the night. Imagine how demeaning that is.
Imagine
my man told me be Marge and I should get a long blue wig. Like, I feel like it has to be more of like a profession. So like be a fireman or whatever.
Or a PT.
A PC does, yeah, I guess a PC.
Like an introduction. Like.
I used to really be into role playing.
It's fun. You both just have to take it really seriously.
You have to commit.
Yeah.
I think everyone has to be drunk and you have to commit.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is fun. I know what I'm doing on that day. I'm gonna secretly pat a postman. Pack a postman.
No, do you know what you should do? You should pretend to drown in the pool and he has to save you. And then throw you over his shoulder. He also takes you to the room.
Because he can't swim.
Oh, he can't swim. These black people, man.
Niggas. Seriously. They're a mess. Imagine. Yeah. I would ruin this holiday. But yeah, no. This conversation making me realize I don't think I'm not role playing that sense. I'm role playing like let's pretend we don't know each other.
Okay.
And like,
meet a bar.
We just met at a bar.
It's always the bar.
And I've got my leg out. I'm a temptress, I am. Maybe you're married and I'm a temptress. Don't tell your wife. I don't know why I'm Pat Butcher. Because that was her character.
Yeah. She was.
Oh, God.
Even there's women out there who just love that. We even don't want a girl ourselves.
Love other people's man.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever felt like flattered that a man with a girlfriend is talking to you?
No.
Or like,
not flattered, but you know the line from Beyonce. If that's your man, then why are you over here? The way I sing that line, I'm like, if that's your man, then why are you? So I feel like there must be something like.
There's something about it.
Like, why is your man? Like, if that's your man. Like, maybe more so like. If that's your man, then why are you over here? Like, maybe there's like. More the scenario that I play with in my head is like, you know when a girl's really territorial and it's like, no one wants like, your man.
Babe, no one wants your man. He wants a me.
If that's your man, then why is he over here?
Maybe more so. She has to be a bitch, basically.
Yeah, she has to be a bitch. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I've been flattered by someone else's man liking me.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe like if she's kicking off and it's like, no one wants your man anyway.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
I think the only time I have had it actually is an ex. Who'd moved on. And then he came back and I was like, I thought you had a girl. What's your girl? There was a part of my ego that was like, Rabbi, wait, you wanna leave your girl for me?
It's funny because he usually
but
don't.
Then I was so offended. Yeah.
They usually just want to dip their toe.
People really want to make me their mistress.
Why does this kind of ring a bell?
Because I always complained about it.
Yeah.
I had an era rookie. Had taken men wanted me. And I was like, what does this mean? Like, I'm offended.
Yeah.
But I can't actually even put my finger on why. Is it that you want to love me in secret?
Yes.
Is it that like I'm not worthy of being your girl, but like, I'd be a good fuck.
Yeah.
But Rukia, they all wanted me.
I remember.
They would get a girlfriend and then be like, now I'm going to move to Fulham. Like, it was the weirdest thing.
It's wild. It's wild. Well, I've got my fair, I've got a story, but that will come out one day. Maybe my book. Of not someone's the book. Partner doing a madness.
Oh, God.
Fuck. It's actually concerning.
Fuck him.
Call the police first.
No, literally.
Call the police. Yeah, but yeah, no, there are some girls out there who literally get a kick off.
Don't be stupid. Men are pretty shit.
Yeah.
Men are pretty shit.
Yeah.
So to be excited about an exceptionally shit man wanting you because he's got a girl. And he wants you.
It's just not flattering. Like, they don't really actually want you. Maybe it's like
How sad is it that we really live for the male gaze.
We do, yeah.
A man wants you. Yeah. What a privilege and an honor.
And you know what happens as well? Like, maybe you experience that as well. It's like the man is then putting you in like a position where it's affecting your self-esteem.
Yeah. I didn't want any of this. But like, I'm somehow your mistress. You want me to be...
I have to question my worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of your actions.
Because I'm not the main... But you're the piece of shit. I'm single. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Assholes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Should we do our toxic four?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this. Right. So this week's toxic thought reads, my friend says she suffers from depression, but yet she's never actually been diagnosed to confirm it. Me and my girls are really struggling to be in her company as she's constantly just sat there looking like a slapped ass.
Jesus.
Sad.
Empathetic.
Nice. Yeah. I've noticed that she looks deeply uncomfortable when talking about positive things. But as soon as the vibe turns dark or someone is going through something significantly bad, she perks up and just has so much to say. There's a part of me that feels bad sometimes. My brother actually suffers from depression. So if she actually does suffer from depression, my heart really goes out to her. But being around her just feels unbearable at times. How can I be a good friend to my friend who says she has depression when she sucks the joy out of my life?
Yikes. Sucks the joy out of your life. That is pretty intense.
It's hard. But I can imagine like, being in a friendship and that person, because with depression, it sometimes, from how she's describing it, it's just constantly a dark cloud.
Mm.
So it's like, what? I guess with relationships, they're always transactional.
Mm.
So what are you actually gaining from that friendship
if
she is literally just always sat there like a slapped ass being depressed? Or when things are negative, she's okay to like, you know, talk about things, but as soon as things are like positive, she has nothing to say.
Mm.
It is difficult.
Yeah, I feel like I get where the depressed person is.
Mm.
I feel like I can relate to that feeling of like, when you're just not in a good place and everyone around you is trying to be, well, not trying to be, is actually like, actively happy and excited, you kind of feel like they're taking the piss out of you because you're so consumed by what you're going through and like how bad things are for you that you're a bit like, it's even hard to fathom that other people could be in a completely different place.
It feels fake. Yeah.
It feels like they're chatting shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you come and chat shit to me at this time when I actually need you to be honest? Surely you're not that happy. Like, surely things aren't that great because it's just so hard to look outside of yourself. So I feel like a lot of people can probably relate to like when people then come with like, you know, their problems, it feels like this is real. Now you're being real.
Because that mirrors her reality.
Yeah.
Of things that happened for her. That's why she has so much to say.
Yeah.
I get it. And I think even last year I was in a very, like, extremely vulnerable place. And when people speak sometimes, it felt like a constant dagger of like, ooh, that hurt. Ooh. Like, they might be like, oh, I had a good day at work. Ooh, I hate my job. Like, everything felt like...
Internalized everything.
Everything felt like a dig of like, oh, I'm just going out for a cocktail with my friends. Ooh, I don't have any plans tonight. Like, everything's so painful.
Yeah.
And then I guess, as soon as someone said something maybe a little bit negative, I'm like, okay, I can finally
breathe.
Form par with someone and like, we can relate on something. But... I probably didn't have anything positive to say.
Yeah.
Or contribute towards the conversation.
Yeah.
Which is a really hard place to be in because, you know, you're friends for a reason. Mm. So there must be part of her that you get along or whatever. But it's just a terrible shame that, you know, and I think if someone is saying that they suffer from depression, believe them. Mm. You know, you're not a doctor to say, oh, no, you're not.
Because, what, she said her brother's depressed.
Yeah, her brother's actually been diagnosed.
That's right.
So, yeah, and even if it isn't technically depression, it's something.
Something's like, going on. She's not choosing this every day. No one would choose this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, believe her. Mm. But I also do think it's sad with stuff like this because I think we've spoken about this in the past. Like, depression affects everybody.
Mm. It's like a spectrum, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, no, not even that. I mean, like, anyone in the vicinity of depression is affected by it. And, like, I think people who aren't necessarily experiencing depression are expected to always be like the bigger person, and like the toll that it takes on them is completely neglected. Mm. But like, there is also that it's hard to be friends and like a good friend to somebody who's depressed. We're not all trained in it as well, like a lot of us don't have a clue what to do, and whether we like it or not, we're self-absorbed. And I think a lot of us are incredibly protective of our joy because it's fragile.
Yeah.
Like, happiness is so fleeting that when you have it, you literally want to grasp onto it. And when you've got someone around you for too long who's, like, essentially trying to chip away at it, they will be successful eventually.
Yeah.
So I get why you get your back up and it's a bit like, for fuck's sake, why is your face always like a slap toss? Because you're like, you're eventually going to ruin my joy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my joy is so precious to me.
It's true. And yeah, I agree. Like, joy is quite limited. Well, you know, let's just talk about ourselves. For me, like, joy, I don't know, it's all about mindset. So if I adjust my mindset, you know, there is joy in every part of my life and every part of the day, there's some kind of joy. If I'm trying to be super positive.
Yeah.
But in general, like, life is incredibly tough.
Yeah.
Cost of living.
Yeah.
As we get older, more problems arise. Mm. Like, family and friends, like, everyone's going through something. So it is hard. And I guess when I personally see my friends, it's out of a point of like leisure.
Mm.
So it might be limited to a Saturday night, for example. So I don't really want to spend my Saturday night with someone around me like a slap dog.
Because
it's like, this is my small pocket of joy.
Of joy.
And you're sucking it out of me. Yeah, like, you've ruined it.
Yeah.
And I'm personally someone, I can't ignore when someone, you know, there's some people in life where
life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I know, you could go on holiday with them and like someone's moody and you can just ignore them. Mm. I can't. Like, I just find it
feels odd.
Difficult.
Yeah.
It feels like now I'm being forced into a position where I'm being fake. when it's not like, no, we're not happy. So it's incredibly frustrating. And I think, again, similar to what you said, because we always censor people with the depression, no one really speaks about how fucking annoying it can be sometimes. Like, I think everybody's affected by things.
And yeah, I think that's, I think it's especially hard for people who like cope really well. Because I think everyone experiences I know everyone experiences sadness. I was going to say, I think everyone experiences depression.
Yeah.
That might be, you know, ignorant of me. Maybe not everyone.
To a certain degree.
But I think, there are varying degrees of it. And I think the vast majority of people will experience it at some point in their life.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it's harder to empathize when you're someone who copes well. Because I don't think, for me, I don't know other people, but for me, I feel like, I don't think I could ever find out that someone's depressed and be annoyed at them for stealing my joy. Or anything of the sort. Unless, or like, I don't think my perspective could ever be like, for fuck's sake, why are you depressed? Mm. It's like, no, I completely will always understand that why and how depression happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what you do with your depression that could piss me off. Because I'm a functioning...
Yeah.
Not depressed, but if I've ever been depressed in my life, I've functioned the shit out of that. Do you know what I mean? And so I find it hard to empathize when it's like, you can't maintain a certain level of keeping it together, not necessarily projecting or like trying to pull other people down with you. Like, I'm not saying be perfect, but there's levels. Like, there's a certain level of it that I'm like, it's like you're not even trying. And that's where I struggle to empathize.
Yeah.
It's not to say I'm right for that.
Yeah.
But that's where I know I struggle.
It's so hard though, because I think for that person, as we said before, they don't want to be this way.
Yeah.
Like, they literally don't. I think it's so difficult. And I guess, you're really functioning depressive when you're going through it. Me, I literally, you know me, I cut myself off. I don't speak to people, but like, I'll isolate myself because that's my place to just be super sad. Mm. And if people did see me, I'd be that version of like Debbie Downer. Mm. But then I guess for some people who do suffer from depression, maybe they try to pick themselves up and take themselves outside, but it's just not curing it.
Mm.
Also, what came to mind, and I don't know off the top of my head, but there's different types of depression.
Yeah.
In terms of like, I would say like, so there's some people who have depression. So Lamont has depression.
Yeah. There's
some people who are like situational depression. Yeah. I think I'm more that person. I can get really, really down if something's happening.
Yeah.
And there's another one. I think it's like relative to the world or something. I'm kind of dragging it. But like sometimes their mood reflects what's happening in society or their perception or something.
Oh,
like
that's interesting.
I can't remember. I'm kind of making it up. Mm. But So for the person who does just have, I'm literally butchering all these terms, but like general depression, it's like, well, they have to just function. They have to go out. You can't just isolate. It's because we tell people with depression, get out, you know, like experience the world. But if that world is also unbearable for them, what are they meant to do?
Yeah.
And they're still entitled to friends.
Yeah. I think what comes to mind for this as well was, I don't know if you remember the woman who got married on Love is Blind to the black guy. I think her name is Iyana or something. And she got married to a black guy. She now has a podcast. She's like a really petite, light-skinned, like kind of goofy woman.
Oh, I really do. I want to know what you're talking about. I really want to know. Do you know, don't know the guy's name?
Jared?
Is she black?
She might be mixed, but she's someone.
So I'm gonna search it. What's
Iyana and Jared, I think their names are.
Oh, my internet's not working. I'm gonna search. Yeah, go on anyway.
But yeah, basically, she got married on the show.
Yeah.
He clearly just wasn't ready for it or wanted someone else, essentially. Mm-hmm. Meaning he wasn't ready for it, because how did you marry the
person? I don't know this couple, you know.
What? I feel like we've spoken about this before. But anyway.
Yeah.
She eventually divorced. And it was sad. He cheated on her. She was so forgiving. Like, she's just a very sweet and kind of goofy soul.
Mm-hmm.
So times I've seen her speak about it, she's very matter of fact. She's just like, he just wasn't ready, but he's not a bad person. Like, she's like, I still love him, but he just wasn't ready and he couldn't give me what I wanted. And anyway, she was obviously like depressed when she was getting divorced because she really tried. Like they stayed married for like a year or two.
Wow.
And even on the show, it was clear that like he wasn't ready. But anyway, she was on a podcast. She has a podcast with her friend, and her friend was basically saying that like, her friend was basically just got engaged and in the process of getting married. And she was like, I just know you're not the friend for certain things right now. And that's okay.
Aha, yes. I do.
And it's
this.
Like, yeah, that I think that's what comes to mind with this whole situation. Is that like, it just sounds like your friend wants to feel seen and doesn't want to feel alone in her sadness. Mm-hmm. I think misery loves company as a term and like a saying is true.
Yeah.
But we all say it to be like, you know how people want badness for you because misery loves company. But I think it's not always coming from like the most evil place.
Yeah.
It's more so that people who are sad don't want to feel alone in their sadness. Yeah. Not because it brings them joy for other people to be sad, but it just makes them feel less alone.
Yeah.
Sadness is one of the most lonely feelings ever, which doesn't make sense because everyone is sad.
Yeah.
Happiness isn't lonely.
Yeah.
Because we all experience it, right?
Yeah.
But it's just that we talk about our happiness. Yeah. We don't talk about sadness. And so I think misery loving company, a lot of it for most normal people, because there are some wicked people out there, but for most normal people, it's more just wanting to not feel so lonely in your sadness.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't think that's the worst thing. Like, I am really okay with having an era with a friend where I know they're sad. So I don't go to them with like all of my celebratory news. And I'm more likely to, if they're talking shit about their man, be like, this is why I talk shit about mine for a while. Because it makes me...
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, men.
Men, innit? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, that's... And, so long as it's momentary. Like, it's not... It can't be... That is now the dynamic of your relationship for years and years and years. But in eras, I think it feeds the soul. Because I think I've been there before as well. Where like... just hearing that side to people that I can relate to and doesn't make me feel so alone in my sadness is actually what motivates me to find happiness again. Because I no longer feel like I need to hide and isolate myself.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh, we're all in this together to a certain degree. Cool.
Mm.
I don't need to feel like an alien. Let me do human things. Yeah. And human things involve joy, you know, all of the other emotions.
Yeah, it's true. And I guess like with any emotion as well, you want to match things with people. Like you want to connect. Humans want to connect with people all the time. So it's like, if I'm feeling happy, I'm like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
You like this? Oh, we're happy. We're really doing well.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Or if I'm sad, as you said, like sadness is one of, I'm just literally echoing what you've said.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most loneliest feelings ever. So I'm just thinking about as well. Maybe for like the depressed friend, it might actually even be nice if she's maybe a bit more expression about maybe what's triggering for her sometimes.
Mm.
I remember doing that last year. I remember like it felt like my world was literally falling apart.
Mm.
I remember speaking to a friend and I was like, yeah, like everyone's settling down. Everyone's great. But I was like, but just hearing about this is kind of triggering.
Mm.
But I didn't say it in a way of like, when you say you're triggering me. It was more like, these just are the general topics that like are triggering me at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's not about you.
I can literally
go on Instagram and see a couple together. I'm like, wow, like I'm so lonely. It's not about you in particular.
Yeah.
It's just in general.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it just helps people to know where to stand a little bit with like, I don't know, maybe not what to say and what not to say. Because as I said before, it is incredibly hard when you're going through something. And I think what people don't realize as well, everyone has their hot topics of pain. Like me, for example, I always complain about like money and stuff like that. So maybe to hear that, I don't know, if someone just won the lottery, I might be like, I'm so happy for you, but ooh, ouch.
Yeah,
like everyone has their pain points. Like I've recently like lost a stone. That's great. But maybe for someone who's struggling with eating at the moment, I might be like, everyone has their thing.
Yeah.
Every single person. So just being...
Spend our lifetimes comparing ourselves to people, like whether we realize it or not.
Yeah, regardless of what you've got.
Yeah.
You're always lacking. You've got more than others and you lack more than others in some areas.
Yeah.
That's just life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying what I'm saying to say that like it's necessarily the healthiest thing to do to be like, I'm going to hide all of my joy from my friend. Mm. That's why I'm like, it has to be a momentary
thing. Yeah.
Because at the same time, there's a lot of adversity in being faced with that. Mm. Like when you're sensitive, sometimes you have to let the buttons be pushed to be able to build up a resilience against it. Because I think people who are mollycoddled and like protected from the reality of life in that way, they usually end up becoming even more bitter.
Yeah. Also, like, it's kind of insulting.
Yeah,
if for example, if I'm going through a relationship with problems, I feel like you never mention your man, I'm gonna be like, you're insulting me.
Yeah,
like, where is he?
Yeah, yeah. Like, why do you think I'm some kind of?
You could say his name. It's not Voldemort. Like.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't win sometimes. To be fair, because I feel like I've experienced that where I'm like just trying to protect someone's feelings, and they've said to me like, I feel like you're mugging me off, and I'm like, oh yes, it's hard to get the balance right, which is why I think living in your truth is actually the safer thing to do. Long term, like I said, it's fine to have eras of like, this is not the time to, because it would be insensitive at some point. If your friends are literally just going for a breakup and on the same day, your man's done something super sweet for you.
Yeah.
You don't need to be going to be like, you know, he bought me roses and flowers and chocolate. And also we're going to Paris on Friday. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But I think, long term, because I feel like something that happens a lot is like, people, when you're too considerate of people for too long, they end up becoming, you create a monster.
Yeah, you do.
You actually create a monster. And the person then has no resilience for like when you're just honest and like upfront about the things that you've hidden from them. And they should. Like, you should not have to hide your relationship, for example, from anyone permanently. That's crazy.
Well, what just came to mind, I don't know. It might not be true because I feel like sisterhood has always been a thing. But do you feel like with time, we've increasingly like taken more responsibility than we used to? When I say used to, maybe like our mom's generation of like our friends' feelings?
1,000%. I think we're way more considerate. This is the woke era of like love, empathy, feelings, like, project, don't project.
We're not therapists and doctors. So like, why are we creating like care packages for our friends?
The responsibility on women at the moment to be a good friend, it's not like anything we've ever seen before.
It's true.
Like, We are therapists. Yeah, we are all unqualified therapists.
Party organizers.
Bridesmaids. It's so true.
It's so much.
The workload on women to be friends at this point.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. And like, as much as we cuss men for not building that depth of relationship, there must be some peace in that. There must be some peace.
It's true.
Because it's a lot. It's a lot to have to like, cater to your friends in every way. Like, we have made female friendships like partnerships.
Yeah, we have.
Like, you're supposed to have one partner.
Yeah.
Well, not supposed to, but for most people, you want one partner.
Not if you're in a threesome.
Do you know what I mean? Let me not offend the throuples. But like, for most people, you're looking for one partner because that's what we've got the capacity for. But we're doing it for 12 people. No wonder we're all taking retinol to plump our skin because we're getting old real quick.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Oh, God.
It's a lot. But, you know, and that's why, maturity is also being like, I'm not, as much as I love you, I can't completely attach myself to your emotions because I have my own and that would kill me. So I think in this situation, talk to your friend. Maybe be a little bit honest. Like, I feel like, you know, I can see that you're struggling at the moment. Mm-hmm. What would be helpful? What do you need from me? Because, there's also that, like, maybe your friend, in the same way you want something from your friend, and that's selfish of you.
Yeah.
Perhaps your friend is needing to be selfish in not giving it to you.
Perhaps
maybe in this season, you need to go somewhere else for that. That hit that high because essentially, whether you realize it or not, you are actually asking something of this person and they don't have to give it to you either.
So
it's two-sided, really.
Yeah. And I think even for the friend as well, she needs to do, I'm trying this a bit more, like you need to do a better job of like separating yourself. Like give what you can as your friend, and if she is around you looking like a slapped ass and you know you've done your bit, you just have to
because it's like, it's not yours.
It's not yours to deal with.
As
hard, it's so hard. It's way more
when you care about someone.
You care. Like, you want the person to have a good time, you want them to be happy, but it's not your responsibility.
It's not your responsibility. And
it's
like,
really, really not.
You can't want it for them more than they want it for themselves. But obviously, and it all depends on the friend. Do you know what I mean? Because I do believe in like, when your friend's legs buckle, like, be the legs. But the personality types have to allow for that dynamic to make sense. You can't bulldoze. You can't force yourself to lift somebody up if they aren't enabling you or allowing you or asking you to do that.
So it's hard, isn't it? Because even with this podcast now, I'm thinking, imagine there was someone who is depressed and they kind of hear that like they are annoying, frustrating and a bit of a burden when they are depressed and how that must make them feel.
It's the last thing they need
to hear. Yeah, it's hard. But then also I feel like there's never really space for people who are affected by people's depression.
Yeah.
Because it's hard because you do love that person who's depressed, like deeply love them. However, you also have your needs as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like there's a lot of maturity that is required to be able to, you know, navigate this kind of thing as the person who's suffering and the people around it. Because it's easier said than done, but someone who's going through this has to do their very best to remind themselves that, like, just because maybe you are annoying, that does not mean that people don't love you. It doesn't mean that they don't want the best for you. It doesn't mean that they don't want you to be better. Like,
yeah,
those two, three things, as painful as that is to hear, can be true.
Yeah. We've all been there when, like, even relationships where maybe someone's giving you, I don't know, imagine you was dating someone, they were like, I really, really, really like you, but when you wear that underwear, I really don't think it's flattering.
Yeah.
You might be like, I'm out, let me run. Like, I'm never going to try wear new underwear again.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this. Like, you scatter. Like, it's like, I want to hide. Let me isolate myself. Let me not bother you anymore. Yeah, like, I don't want to inconvenience your eyes. but again, it takes a real maturity to actually hear, I really do like you.
Yeah.
Because we minimize that sound.
All you hear is the criticism.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how little grace we give other people to do what we do, because God knows the number of times I've looked at a man that I like and been like, what the fuck are you wearing? Or like, you're even like, I don't actually like your nose. Do you know what I mean? Like, it could actually be like a real feature that I'm like, there's nothing you could do about this. I don't like it. Like, I could be as raw as that in my head, but still really like them. And like, but once somebody's ever tried to tell me, I think you're beautiful, but your nose.
Yeah, imagine.
It's like, you hate me and I hate you too.
I was dating someone and like, he had cameras and I really hated them. And I kept saying, shut them off. And he did shut them off. And now I feel like, I think I bullied him.
That's like that's crazy. That's bad, isn't
it? It does look, in my opinion, looks better without.
Because imagine
I got a hair, so he's like, take it off.
It's nasty. You'll be like, abuser.
Yeah.
That's what you say. He's abusive.
And I went after, I did apologize about it. And I feel like maybe I'll follow up again someday, maybe. And be like, I'm actually sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like I get on. It was like a joke, but it wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
And I guess we're always making this about men. But we're horrible to men.
Yeah.
I think we're
agree.
Brutally honest.
I agree,
to the point it's like, this is actually nice. Why do you think you could be... Like, you would never say that to me, Fola. Like,
no,
imagine
never.
I've got braids and you're like, take it out, Rikia. Take it out, I don't like
and
it.
And I see you, so you still taking it off.
Yes. Imagine that. We would not...
The podcast would be done. Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, and everyone would be like, that mad friend of yours. Yeah.
horrible.
Had a thought about...
What?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that recently. Not you.
Oh, I was
thinking like, I really wanted you to get rid of all time to say it. No, just about there's something that I'd say to my boyfriend all the time. And I had a daydream about it earlier and I thought, I should probably stop. Because like, if anyone ever did that to me, I would literally be like, you're evil.
Yeah.
Like, how can you keep saying this thing to me? And I thought, wow, men just swallow so much.
Yeah, they do.
Because I doubt he loses any sleep about it. But.
And we're hypocrites as well, because, do you know, I was having this discussion, because I was basically saying, like, he wears like nice underwear, like Calvin Klein or whatever. And I was like, yeah, like, I like that. Like, I really don't like when guys don't wear, not, it doesn't have to be Calvin Klein, by the way, but like, just dead underwear. And he was like, yeah, same for me. He was like, because I was like, I find it offensive. Like, wow, you don't rate me. He's like, yeah, I feel the same. But how dare you? Like, it's different. Like,
if we're allowed to have standards, they are not.
Yeah, because also, even my head, I argued. I thought, well, actually, like, technically, I have two pieces of underwear I have to wear. Like, knickers and bra.
It's more expensive.
It's just more, there's more to do. Like, can't always get it right. But when he said, yeah, same for me, I was thinking, what?
It's like what an asshole.
Yeah.
What a prick.
Well, I should wear like I don't know, like sexy lingerie. Like, why should I be doing that? Like,
how can I wear?
What? Idiot. Like, what? I was actually annoyed. I got my back up, but I was back and I was like, yeah, Calvin Klein. Like,
how
guys should just wear.
You?
And when he said that to me, I was thinking, nah.
Honestly, as women, we've had I always say this, we've had all the movements. Love yourself, you're good enough.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And now we are living deep in that truth. But like, we don't accept that men didn't join us on that movement.
It's true.
They like it's what true. They like.
Good excuse to like buy some good underwear though. But
yeah.
My gosh.
And yeah, I think that's part of the problem, is that men need to have, I always say this to guys, like even my friends, I'm like, you don't need to start having your movements. Like, you don't need to have your short men matter movements.
Yeah.
Like, you need to do all of that self-love stuff, because we're not going to do it. They're waiting for us to do it. We're not going to do it. we're not gonna do it. And that's when we will also join them in the whole, we whisper about things like, don't like that about him. But in public, we're pro, progressive.
Yeah.
We don't insult these things in public anymore.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Anyway.
But yeah, any last words for the little lady with the depressed friend?
Sorry, I don't know why that sounded fucked.
Just matter of fact, right?
Yeah, yeah. You didn't say anything wrong. What's something about that sounded fucked? No, other than...
I guess we've said it all already.
Yeah, just talk to her, man. And if not, just give it time. And pray. Also, pray for your friends.
And believe her as well. I think from the toxic that you submit, it's like you kind of have your reservations around it a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think she'd lie. That would be kind of scary.
Yeah, it would be wild.
Yeah.
But yes,
we wish you all the best. It's been a pleasure. That, man.
Wish you your best. Keep us updated.
Yes. Stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
And prayed up.
Stay wise.
Have a beautiful week.
See you later.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.